Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. Coming up before the end of the hour, the return of the Friday song. A lot of folks hear it in the first hour, or they're not with us on the first hour. But you got to celebrate Friday anyway. We'll do that coming up a little bit later on. Friday, of course, always fun on this show because we get to visit with my friend Rico Waller. He is the California refugee. Yeah, he's a refugee from the People's Republic of California. He moved his entire financial empire to Northern Nevada, Mound House now, and it's Carson Insulation is the business, and he joins us. Good morning, Rico.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Are you up in the mountains somewhere, or are you down in Carson?
Nope, I'm up in Dayton, Nevada at my house, sitting in my living room with my lovely wife. We were just doing dishes, so I'm glad you called when you did.
I saved you from a fate worse than doing dishes. Hey, Monday is the opening day of the 80th Nevada legislature, and a lot of people are very fearful of what may be coming down the pike after the midterm elections in November. You've operated in the huge minority. In the People's Republic of California, you spent 8 years in the legislature there. Explain what our legislators are going through, our Republicans are going through. They're very, very lonely in Carson City. But explain what it's going to be like for them being in the minority.
Well, it's a very unpleasant situation. You know, you take a lot of abuse and what you have to say is really irrelevant. So they don't care.
Whoops.
It's in California.
Okay. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have Ashley pick you up and hopefully get
Let
you.
Let me step outside. Let me step outside here. Maybe that's all I need to do. Is that better, Kevin?
Oh, that's perfect. That's 5x5.
Hey, I'm sorry, buddy.
That's all right. Yeah, okay.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't.
I understand. Explain what this is about, though, being in the minority, whether it's Sacramento or Carson City.
Well, when I was in Sacramento, I had 1 year where there were 39 Republicans and 41 Democrats, and we had one swing Democrat, and that was extremely interesting and a lot more fun. And the next year, we were down to 34, and then I went to the Senate, and we had a minority there of 17 to 23, and then it went down to 16 to 24. So it was it's really tough being in a minority where all branches of government are controlled by the opposition party. If you have the governorship and you lack a majority in the houses, you have a little bit more of a buffer. But with what we say with an ultra-liberal Democrat governor and an ultra-liberal Democrat legislature, we're in for some real trouble. I have no idea what all they will do, but it will be a socialist agenda. And the Republicans, if there, will fight. And those that are honorable did the best they can. We will still lose.
Let me just ask you, is there, you know, we always say, well, let's find common ground. But when you've got, as you say, a super liberal governor, a super liberal Democratic caucus, is there any common ground? Is there going to be anything that our guys and their guys can agree upon?
There's going to be.
Whoops. Hey, Rico, we're having trouble with your cell again, believe it or not.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Okay. Try it now.
I'm just saying that, you know, there is no common ground when they want to take away your freedom. When someone wants to take away your livelihood or your freedom, no common ground in that. You can't compromise with that. You give up what? You give up one of your arms instead of both? It's impossible. And what we need to do is we got to win elections. You know, we can't lose elections like we lost.
Let me ask you, because you and I have talked about this off air and on air, we've talked with people even today. There's a new group out, the Republican, the Nevada Republican Coalition, which is trying to bring a lot of these disparate organizations under one roof and at least create some synergy. Have you figured out what it is that happened in Nevada, in November, the midterms, and do you have any thoughts on how we work our way out of this dilemma?
Well, I wish I did. I wish I had answers that would explain this. I think what happened is we had an awful lot of liberal people moving to Nevada, particularly in the gaming industry in the southern part of the state, in Vegas, Las Vegas, and that had a negative impact. It was a bad year for us in general, nationwide, and that's part of that is cyclical and was somewhat aberrant and not completely typical. So, you know, we just got to fight hard. We got to win some elections. I mean, it's you know, if you lose elections, you lose. You know, there's no the other side is not a moderate group of people who want to just have government function well. They want to change the world. They want to change America. They want to change Nevada into something that is a socialist country. And you know, they're idiots. They have, you know, no concept. You know, they're the first ones that'll be incarcerated under a socialist regime, but that's what they're fighting for, and it's depressing and discouraging. But I'm going to keep voting, and I'm going to keep encouraging my friends and relatives to vote right. That's what we got to do.
I want to ask you, because there are restaurants out in the People's Republic of California and elsewhere where the MAGA hat is perceived as racially insensitive. A part of white nationalist groups, and they're not serving people that come in wearing a MAGA hat, the Make America Great hat, the red hat that we've seen at so many rallies. Is that becoming a symbol of hate in this country? Since when?
No, it's not a symbol of hate. It's a symbol of their intolerance. You know, the very group that that talks about tolerance and us being guilty of intolerance are the most intolerant people you'll ever run into. And I, yeah, that I don't have a MAGA hat, but I'd wear one just to be offensive if that would piss them off. I think I just couldn't wear one right in a restaurant, see what they say, because it's ridiculous. We're letting the children run the daycare center. It's absurd. And I can't get my head around it. I'm getting old, yes, but I just can't get my head around that.
That is a struggle. Let me just ask you, the so-called conference committee that has been meeting, they're not meeting today, apparently, because I see members in their districts, and they're not back in Washington at this conference committee. this idea of getting a deal done on the border and the government shutdown and all of that, the president this morning said he was somewhat pessimistic and he's not very hopeful that we're going to get a deal done by February 15, which is the deadline. Are we headed towards another government shutdown?
Well, I have to say I kind of hope so. I think he, You know, I don't know all the facts. I'm not intimately involved, but I felt like he blew it when he fired the government back up, and he should have just hung in there and wrote it out, because once he gave that ground, you know, he acquiesced, and I just don't see it going the right direction now. I think he should declare an emergency and go ahead and have the military build a wall and let the people decide whether that was the right thing to do or not.
Wouldn't that, though, set up a court challenge?
Sure. So what? So what?
I mean, that could take months and maybe years to you know, get it to the Supreme Court. Okay. I tell you what, we're going to...
Remedy started.
Rico, unfortunately, we're still having problems. We're going to let you go. We will correct the problem for next week, and we'll get a chance to talk. Thank you, though. Have a great weekend, my friend, and we will talk soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. That's Rico Waller from Carson Insulation in Mount House. But speaking to us from his home in Dayton. Yeah. From the ranch, so to speak. Stick around. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up, you're not going to believe what they were doing on cable news last night. This will drive you nuts. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Surgery and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today. 702-625-4334. 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today. 702-625-4334. 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me. For me.
Live and local now for a Friday. In fact, you know what we're going to do? Something we normally don't do in this hour. We're going to do the Friday song again. Only because, I got to tell you, I love the Friday song. And we work so hard. All of us, you and me. And it is so cool to get to Friday and to be able to celebrate. It's one of the things. I love to do, and we do it in the first hour, because I get so geeky that I just absolutely love it. But by special request, here it is again.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
This is where we have fun and we try and take ourselves not too seriously.
Hey, it's Friday.
Yeah, I just love the Friday song. Good to have you with us. Coming up, we'll get to our wall-to-wall free-for-all in just a bit. But I want you to hear Kathy Tran. Do you know who Kathy Tran is? You probably, the name will probably ring a bell. She's been in the news in the last couple of days. She is a member of the House of Delegates in Virginia and responded to criticism of her bill in the Virginia House of Delegates. This is cut four, by the way. And Kathy Tran went to the trouble of recording kind of a YouTube video where she responds, hers is the abortion bill that was talked about by the governor of Virginia, Governor Northam, where essentially he said, you know what will happen is if there's a problem with a pregnancy, we'll birth the baby, we'll keep it warm, and then we'll talk about what to do about it. Meaning we'll talk about how we kill it. And there's been a lot of blowback on Kathy Tran, who is a Democrat and a member of the House of Delegates in Virginia, responding to that criticism of her late-term abortion bill.
Hi, I'm Kathy Tran, and I represent the 42nd District in the Virginia House of Delegates. I know women in my family, women in my district, and women across Virginia who've had to make the very personal decision as to whether or not they're going to have an abortion. That's why I introduced a bill to repeal the medically unnecessary and unduly burdensome barriers that Virginian women face when they're accessing this health care service in consultation with their doctor. I presented my bill this week, and I was really surprised by the line of questioning that I got. This bill had been introduced in the General Assembly in previous years, and in fact, this session was also introduced in our state Senate. I want to be very clear about what's currently allowed in Virginia law. Right now, women are able to access an abortion in the later stages of pregnancy under certain conditions with the approval of medical doctors. I've done nothing to change that. What I have done is try to make sure that women are able to make these decisions and access these services in a timely manner. Since the bill hearing, I've heard from many women in my district and across Virginia who support my efforts to make sure that politicians don't get between a woman and her health care decisions. I appreciate their support, and I will continue to stand with the women in Virginia. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Kathy Tran. She was the one that was being asked by the chairman. So even when the mom is dilating, you could still do an abortion. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a late-term abortion. That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. So Kathy Tran has her way. Coming up after the break, Laura Ingraham did perhaps one of her best Ingraham angle closing argument, opening monologue, whatever you want to call it, and talking about the fake news media and how they've again rushed to judgment on stories of race. You know, we had the Covington Catholic kids. And somehow they were trying to incite a riot. And then we found out it wasn't them that was trying to incite a riot. It was a bunch of, what was it, black Israelis? And radicals? And this Native American elder? That essentially encircled the Covington Catholic kids. And we found out that the Covington Catholic kids were... They were wearing the white hat. Oh, excuse me. They were wearing MAGA hats. And it goes back to that whole issue of whether wearing a MAGA hat is in some way inciting a riot. Is it offensive to people? And by the way, we ought to declare one day coming up in the next month where we all wear our MAGA hats to work or to school. We ought to make MAGA hats a piece of our daily uniform. And if people on the left don't like it, tough. Tough toenails, pal. You don't like it. You know, I didn't like your Obama hat. But I'd let you wear it. We'll talk about that and more. Oh, and don't forget, coming up in our next half hour, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all where you get a chance to call in, talk about anything you want. We let you take the show in a totally different direction if that's what you want. My name is Kevin Wall. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all is coming up next, live and local now.
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local now. I love that piece of bump music. So does our producer today. It's really good. No, I mean, I'm just, it's good stuff. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. In fact, let's begin with Drew. Drew, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how it works. What do you want to talk about?
About this whole abortion thing once again.
Yes.
Now, I think I might have figured out the perfect scenario is that it's like, okay, so... When you have an abortion, that's basically killing the kid. So if you want to make it like a judgment thing, why don't you have a jury decide, like the girl goes before a jury and decide, and then the jury decides if she is able to have that abortion due to whatever reason she gives.
So in other words, if she has a good reason for it, oh, my husband will kill me, my boyfriend will never speak to me again. That's probably not a good reason to abort for a late-term abortion.
No, and then it puts it on the jury members. It puts it on their head to say, I don't want that kid's life on my hands, so I'm not going to do it.
Well, first of all, I don't know that it would ever happen, except Drew, after the fact. Because you know there will be somebody that either the grandparents of an aborted child might find that they have standing. You know, the big question is when you sue somebody, you know, if you sue for wrongful death or whatever it might be, you got to have standing. You got to have skin in the game. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. Hello, Mike. Whoops, hang on one second here. I think I may have pushed the wrong button here. Mike, are you there? Oh, I'm sorry. I've got to push the wrong button. Excuse me. There we go.
I have both problems because I can't hear your operator.
Yeah, hello? Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I'm actually in favor of this law, but I just wish that we could make a little adjustment. Okay, instead of being babies, we should wait for the postpartum abortion to be after 18 years, and only feminists and Democrats should be aborted.
Wow. Thanks, Mike. That was worth waiting for. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. I've just freed up a line. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. And you know what? These same legislators that want to promote abortion on demand and even late term, even killing the baby after it's born, these are the same ones that'll say, oh, wait a minute. Who was it? Scott Dozier? Was that the guy's name that ended up hanging himself, that wanted to be executed? That even the people that would defend convicted killers and that we ought to end capital punishment, they're fine with killing the unborn, and in some cases in Virginia, the born. In New York State, those babies that have already been born. You know, the third trimester used to be sacred ground, but it's not anymore. Now, that, I'm going to tell you something that scares me. When you start saying, well, this baby would be a burden, this baby wouldn't, and you start making value judgments like that of who lives and who dies, that's scary stuff. Let's go to Will. Will, you're up on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Well, let me mention two things on abortion. I want to talk about the election. On the abortion, I think that's the wrong terminology. It should be the ability to fornicate without any kind of accountability. And they're doing this because they know we're going to take care of the child or their disposition. Now, here's the thing. The next thing is this. That if you have an abortion with public money, I have the right to know that, period. Now, I don't have any right to hurt you with that information, but if I'm going to marry you or whatever, I have the right to know that if you use public monies. Now, leave abortion behind for the moment. Here's the thing. I hear you talk about last November on the election, and you query people, you ask them, you interrogate, and there's really no answer except the general political stuff. Kevin, I'd like to see you invite the election people in and let us begin to ask questions. Look, so are these ballots serialized in numbers secretly so that we know where they're at? Are they available for forensics later? Who signed up? Who is the competition? Because I was on the bus. I saw two people at bus stops literally signing up people that couldn't even speak English, and they had these little forms, and, boy, they were real secret about it. The point is we need to see what's happening with the election. Because remember, when you have problems, you have to prioritize. We all do that every day. Where the hell do we start to begin? And my opinion is public employee unions, the voting, and the K-12 school. These are the primary foundations under which these people are going to manipulate, massage, and do what we call, I forget what they call it, not tampering, it's voter. Anyway, the point is that let's get into voter. How many are Mexicans? How many are whites? How many are, you know, how many are females? Let's look at the data and see what the hell is going on here, because I guarantee you with this kind of division, with these people deep inside the system that I'm paying for to hurt me and to form alliances at my expense, I don't see how we get out of this if we don't begin right now to send the kids to the bedroom or something here. I mean, something has to be done seriously. And you have the format to do that, Kevin.
Well, I tell you what, I had not thought of that. But you know what would be fun to do is to get Joe Gloria or Barbara Zagafsky. And let's find out, or Wayne Thorley. And let's get them on and let's talk about the state of our elections in the state of Nevada. We don't do that enough, unfortunately. We'll see what you think coming up. In fact, I've got two lines open right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by our friends at Real Water. And by the way, all guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of Real Water. I just love it. I absolutely love it. With Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Now, everybody always asks me, how do they do that? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real Water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just 2 for $3. You want to save more money? Try Real Water home delivery. I do it. Wayne Allen Root does it. They bring it right to your front door, and they save you big dough on your Real Water. So try it out. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. Go to it right now. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. Stick around. More to do. We're going to go to the break just a tad early. Coming up, Laura Ingraham did as good a job as I can remember on dealing with an issue that just absolutely ticks me off. And that's the rush to judgment by the fake news media when it comes to race in our country. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes. I need to take a break. By the way, don't forget, Golden Knights playing at 4:30 this afternoon on many of these Nevada Talk Network stations. Yeah. Golden Knights, they're red hot. They're smoking, man. They're smoking. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is Live and Local Now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today, 702-625-4334, 702-625-4334, that's 702-625-4334, or peakhealthlife.com.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The Multicare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's go! Bucks murder down the street with the pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this?
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Final segment of the week. I can't believe it. And, of course, the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is this weekend, and I've got some interesting statistics for you. I'll bring that to you here in just a couple of minutes. Tell you what, let's go to Jane. Jane's in Henderson. Jane, you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. That means you call the topic. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the abortion issue, and I want to comment on the people who have been calling, all of whom I heard were men. And I'd like to ask you and also ask them how many children they have adopted and how many disabled or retarded children have they adopted?
Good point. Good point. I've got one son, and that's all I got. I've never adopted.
No, well, perhaps that might be a good idea. Also, many of these people, life ends at birth. They want the child to be born and to perhaps an unwed mother or have the child who is a disabled youngster. And then, of course, they being good Republicans, they don't want to give them any aid. So I think before they start criticizing other people, they should perhaps consider adopting children, especially disabled, and also they might consider having the government help out those mothers who have had these children and who now are burdened with their care and who perhaps are young and perhaps uneducated and unemployed and have no way of supporting them.
So in other words, you're saying the abortion thing is fine.
I'm saying that you don't. Yes, I do. I think it's a woman's choice. And those people who criticize, as I said, to be redundant, should perhaps consider adopting the children. And then they wouldn't have to be aborted.
Jane, you and I will agree to disagree on that one. Life is sacred. All life is sacred. And when you start saying, well, you know, what kind of disability will this child face? Project this child's life out to age 10. What will his life be like at 10? Well, it's probably not going to be that good, so we'll abort. And even after the birth, because that's what they're talking about. While the mom is dilating. And by the way, Jane and I agree on one thing. Adoption, I think, for the right family is absolutely the thing to do. It is a huge responsibility, though. when you start saying, well, we're going to adopt a special needs child. But there are families that have done it. In fact, I know that. I know families that have done that. Anyway, let's go to Gary. Gary, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. My younger brother had Down syndrome, and he was the best of out of all of us. My father referred to him as Sunshine Kid. He was bigger and stronger, and if he was born normal, he would have outshined all of us. You could just see it. And I miss my younger brother. He lived to be 47 years old. We took damn good care of him. My mother did, and my father and my stepfather loved him. I miss him so much. I even have dreams about him. But that's I call you to wish you a good weekend, tell you that I'm a fool. I'm betting on the Rams because I love the underdog. And I want to ask you something because you said we can go take this in a different direction. The big rocks are showing up, and I want to know who ultimately wins, good or evil, God or Satan, or what do you call it, or the Democrats. I want to see President Trump be victorious. I like your show. I like Ashley. She's good. I don't know what Jameis is. I wish you all a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. By the way, this is Super Bowl weekend. Yeah. No, it is. And everybody's doing their parties. Did you know? I didn't even know this. Do you know how much money we spend on Super Bowl Sunday? You know, with $100 cover charges and things like that. All you can eat, all you can drink. We spend $14.8 billion. One football game. No, I'm serious. No, this is true. And by the way, in case you're wondering, many of you will be playing hooky tomorrow. Or I should say on Monday. Did you know that? Super Bowl is the biggest day of the year for football fans. But a lot of you on Monday will be taken off. In fact, the executive director of the Workforce Institute says that 3.1 million workers may go into work late. 6.3 million of you are expected to leave work early. No. So in other words, a lot of you are going to be playing hooky. There's just no other way. Tell you what, let's get to your phone calls. Let's go to Lauren. Lauren, you're up and you're on Live and Local now.
Demonstrations. Along Rancho, I guess there were a number of clinics that performed abortions. And I remember stopping because I'm an adoptive parent. I'm a biological parent, and I'm also a step-parent. And my feeling is this, and I'm a Republican. I know it's a terrible decision that people have to make. And when I stop and ask the people there that were doing the protesting, I ask them, how many of you were adoptive parents or a foster parent? Not one person responded yes.
Well, but that number nationally is not large, is it?
That I don't know. I mean, I live in Vegas, so I don't know what it is nationally. But I also adopted a special needs child in the early days of AIDS. My daughter is internationally recognized, and you know, adopting a special needs child can definitely be a blessing. When we first found out, we were devastated because we felt bad for the child. But she's 34 years old today, and she's all over the world talking about living with AIDS and wow. A motivational speaker. And she's one of the, in 2015, was one of the 100 most influential black people in America. So it can be a blessing. I just think that those that want to criticize people getting abortions ought to step up to the plate and help be part of the solution and not part of the problem.
But can I ask you, I've only got about 90 seconds left. Was there a lot of soul searching in your family before you made the decision?
Absolutely not. And I'll tell you why. Back in the 80s, it was they had adoption fairs for children. I had people that were making comments about the child. I was originally the foster parent, and making comments about the child. And I just told my wife, I said, "Well, just adopt her." We didn't know at that time she had AIDS. We found out shortly thereafter, or actually when she was 3 and a half is when we found out. But it didn't make any difference. I wouldn't subject a child to the ridicule of people. You know, it just really upset me.
Can I tell you, I understand where you're coming from. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know. That is helping to correct the problem. But it still goes back to, if a woman wants to abort a child in the state of New York, soon, maybe in Virginia and about 14 other states where they're going to make late-term abortions legal. There are other states going the other way, making it more difficult to get even a first or second trimester abortion. So we're getting this on both sides. By the way, that is just about going to do it for us. I can't believe we've gone through an entire week. An entire week. Super Bowl Sunday is coming up on Sunday. You know there's going to be a lot of liquor. A lot of people are going to be crying in their beer. Maybe it's going to be Patriot fans. Maybe it's going to be Rams fans. I don't even know. I'll be honest with you. I'm wearing a Patriots golf shirt today. No, they're not going to win. Go Rams? Is that it? Anyway, do drive carefully. There are going to be a lot of people out on the road that are going to have spent 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 hours drinking, carrying on. I don't want you to be a statistic. I don't want you to get a DUI. So please make sure that you take care of yourself, okay? And then we'll have the best of the Super Bowl ads for you coming up on Monday. Is that fair? Yeah, we'll do that for you. We can do that for you. Till then, I'm Kevin Wolf for our entire crew. Make the most of your Super Bowl weekend, live and local now.
Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Last night I owned a letter slip, and so I wish that I could stay. Before the pen could answer me, well, someone can put the lamp away.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.